Miss Dollar. Machado de Assis.
Synopsis.
Miss Dollar,
a short story by Machado de Assis, tells the story of a lost dog and the events that unfold around it. The plot revolves around the search for the dog, revealing the complexities of human relationships and the irony of circumstances. The tale highlights themes of love, loss, and chance, weaving a subtle critique of the social conventions of the time. Notice: this text is a work in the public domain and reflects the norms, values, and perspectives of its time. Some readers may find parts of this content offensive or disturbing, given evolving social norms and our collective understanding of issues of equality, human rights, and mutual respect. We ask readers to approach this material with an understanding of the historical era in which it was written, recognizing that it may contain language, ideas, or descriptions that are incompatible with today's ethical and moral standards.
Foreign language names will be preserved in their original form, without translation. Miss Dollar. Chapter 1.
It suited the novel if the reader didn't know who Miss Dollar was for a long time.
But on the other hand, without introducing Miss Dollar, the author would be forced into long digressions, which would fill the paper without advancing the action. There can be no hesitation. I'm going to introduce you to Miss Dollar.
If the reader is a young man of a melancholic disposition, he will imagine Miss Dollar to be a pale, slender English woman, scant of flesh and blood, with two large blue eyes in her face and long blonde tresses blowing in the wind. The girl in question must be as vapid and ideal as a Shakespearean creation. She must be the contrast to the British roast beef on which the freedom of the United Kingdom is nourished. Such a Miss Dollar should have the poet Tennyson by heart and read Lamartine in the original. If she knows Portuguese, she should delight in reading the sonnets of Camões or the cantos of Gonçalves Dias. Tea and milk should be the diet of such a creature, with some confectionery and cookies added to satisfy the stomach's urgencies. His speech should be the murmur of an Aeolian harp, his love a swoon, his life a contemplation, his death a sigh.
The figure is poetic, but it's not the heroine of the novel.
Suppose the reader is not given to such
Sample complete. Ready to continue?